tax collection is the only way that government generates revenues, and National Treasury is already struggling to close a revenue shortfall of over 27 billion rand, with revenue collection deteriorating significantly. So, what are the plans likely to be this time, given that the VAT hike has already been pulled as one of the tools out our box? David Vardenicke, who's National Tax Committee Chair of SAICA and tax partner at BDO, joins us with his perspective right now. Thanks so much, David, for joining us this evening. So with all the spend needing to happen to fuel a lot of the economic growth programs government has in mind, the big question at the end of the day is where exactly the money is going to be coming from. I mean, history suggests that during an election year, controversial decisions like hiking tax rates will be avoided in the interest of not alienating voters at the end of the day. Do you think that the finance minister has the luxury of being able to take that route this time round?
Alicia, yes, I do think that we are unlikely to see tax rate increases for a number of reasons, one of which you've mentioned is the election. But the other important thing is the very, very poor rates of economic growth that we've got in South Africa. And I think that the economy simply can't take big tax hikes. So I think we're very unlikely to see increases in rates this year.
Okay.
So I think that there will be a combination of other things to raise revenue or to save revenue. It's a very, very difficult balancing act, of course, this year, as we all know. The rating agencies are looking very closely at what the budget contains, and especially in terms of the debt level. Mm-hmm. But I think that what we'll probably see is that we'll see SARS beefing up its efficiency of collections. I think that's the one route that they are likely to throw money at this year, which hopefully will produce a good return. So, for example, the large business centre, which is being reformed currently, I think that's going to be very important mm-hmm. in getting in the money that's owed to SARS.
This is an investment SARS has been chasing for the longest while now, you know, improvements in actual revenue collection, closing the loopholes, eliminating tax avoidance. How are you rating the kind of progress they are making on that front?
Well, I think it's a bit difficult to say what progress they're making in terms of collections. I think What makes it difficult to assess really is the state of the economy. So we've got two effects going on, because we've got, yes, there is a collection drive, but then on the other hand, we've also got the slowdown in economic growth in the economy, which makes it difficult to assess. But I do think that what we can expect going forward is we're going to see more tax audits carried out, especially on the larger taxpayers. I think that we are going to see anti-avoidance gaps plugged. So I think there'll be a focus on transfer pricing. I think that that unit within SARS will also be beefed up. And as I say, I don't expect much on the rates at all. Yeah. Certainly no more VAT increases or anything like that.
No more increases. What about the capability to increase on the creative side? So the minister becoming a whole lot more innovative in actually widening his ambit.
Yeah, I think that in terms of widening, stuff like stealth taxes, we saw the sugar beverages levy introduced last year. We've got various environmental levies. So maybe those could go up, and that could be a source of revenue. But, whether it's going to make really a huge dent in terms of collections, it's difficult to say. Mm-hmm. What we do believe is that National Treasury, since the medium-term budget, appears to have been quite efficient in terms of sticking to its expenditure limits. And so we think that there probably would be, possibly that we might see that the budget deficit might not be as large, quite as large as what was predicted at medium-term budget time. Obviously, that would be very good news, although it does seem that collections have been a bit more sluggish. But I think that the containment of expenditure sort of balances that out.
Bulk of the focus, and of course this with personal income tax having been the largest contributor to total tax revenue, is often in the limelight. I want to draw attention to company income tax. Is there any scope to accommodate increases on that front, bearing in mind that many have already said it would be counterproductive, given that President Ramaphosa has been on this drive to attract foreign investment into the country?
Yes, I think you've put it well, because I think that there isn't much scope for raising corporate tax rates. Our corporate rates are already high by world standards. We see the trend internationally is for corporate tax rates to actually decrease. And so we're lagging behind in that. So I really
at 28%.
At 28%,
right?
It's already pretty high.
Okay.
Yeah. So by international standards, it's it's
relative to what?
Well, relative to our major trading partners. You know, if you look at the tax rates in the UK, those are dropping. The same trend is visible in the States, although they're not that high relative to other African countries. Mm-hmm. I do think that the relevant benchmark, you know, especially in terms of attracting foreign investment from jurisdictions in Europe, for example, you know, would be to benchmark rather against those rates rather than against other African countries' rates.
David, the tricky bit comes in with the South African tax base already severely strained and a number of available revenue streams pretty overextended at this stage. Do you see a tax revolt coming to the fore until government actually holds accountable those who have contributed to putting the country's finances in dire straits?
Alicia, in short, no. I don't think a tax revolt is practical at all, because what one needs for a tax revolt, I mean, look, firstly, from a psycho perspective, we don't condone not complying with tax obligations to begin with. I must say that. But even so, you know, just considering it from a practical perspective, one needs big business to come on board, because ultimately it's big business that withholds personal income tax, which, as you say, is the major contributor of the different tax products that there are, mm-hmm. And that largely comes by way of pay as you earn withholding. And they're simply not going to do that for a number of reasons, not least of which is the draconian penalty regime for not paying taxes on time. And those penalties definitely can be collected, you know, by SARS. So there's definitely the legislative scope for collecting those penalties. So I really don't see that a tax revolt is going to happen.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, David. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio today. Of course, ahead of budget coming to the fore next week. That was David Varnica, who's National Tax Committee Chair of SAICA and partner at BDO.
Thanks.